This is KNKX News. The Seattle Storm and the other 11 teams in the WNBA will head to Florida next month to begin a shortened season amid the coronavirus pandemic. More from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, what are the details of the WNBA's plan?
The league owners and the players have agreed on a 22-game schedule, which is 14 less than the regular season they had planned to start on May 15th. They plan to go to Bradenton, Florida, which is where the IMG Academy is. It's a 450-acre campus where they often train young student athletes who are aspiring to become Olympians or collegiate scholarship winners or pros. And in the summer, it's not nearly as heavily used because it's so hot. So they're going to be able to have a training camp, all 22 games, plus playoffs, as well as housing for all the players, coaches, staff, and administrators. That's the same sort of plan as the NBA has in mind, as well as Major League Soccer. So they're not really going to be traveling. There's not going to be any fans. And I think the idea here is that because it's only 12 teams, which of course includes the defending champion Storm, they're going to have a chance to have an environment that's as safe as possible in order that they can have this shortened season and still crown a champion.
I understand the players will be paid their full salaries for the season. And another question that came to my mind is, can players opt out of this?
Yes, they can. And one already has. Renee Montgomery, a guard for the Atlanta Dream, said she wants to stay out because she wants to work on social justice issues. The WNBA has been very assertive in this area. They're going to be very activists in promoting Black Lives Matter and other social justice issues in their off time as they're all gathered together. It's kind of a unique opportunity where the entire league will be in one spot to discuss all these issues. And so I'm eager to see what they might come up with to advance the cause of social justice that's been at issue on the streets of America so far.
All right, so that's going to be happening. And we already had heard about Major League Soccer and the NBA coming to Florida to play so-called bubble tournaments. There are indications, though, that Florida is becoming a coronavirus hotspot since it reopened a few weeks ago. Are there concerns being expressed by the sports leagues about that?
Well, I think it's really developing suddenly. And yes, they are concerned about it. The number of confirmed cases in Florida has really spiked in the last several days. And the hope is that they can make this bubble very secure. But in the NBA's case, they released a 113-page document about procedures and protocols to keep players safe when they start their plan on July 31st. Something I did not know came out of that document, which says that any player testing positive has to be quarantined, which I expected, but it's supposed to be for 14 days with no physical activity. Then people are going to be missing big chunks of a very compacted season. So as promising as some of these protocols sound for the resumption of pro sports in America, I think they're really vulnerable. I hope it works, but I'm skeptical.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.